Mike, thank you very much. Merrimack will skate from left to right here in period number two, and the teams are at full strength as we start this second period. So the Black Bears control off the opening faceoff, and Cornell will send one cross ice to Will O'Neill. O'Neill from the red line. Puck sent into the Merrimack zone. Carl Stollery will bang one off the glass out to center ice. O'Neill with a high glove. He'll play it back on D, and the Black Bears will control. Cornell will skate it in behind the main goal. Merrimack was outshot in that first period 12-7, but the Warriors have the game's only goal. Here's Joey Diamond spinning one in behind the Merrimack goal. Carl Stollery works it up the boards for Jeff Valleca. Valleca controls for the Warriors. Over to Carl Stollery. Stollery sends one to the left. Oh, heavy hit. Stollery knocked down behind the Merrimack goal. Long pass picked off by Spencer Abbott in the main zone.
That hit, by the way. Diamond with the big hit.
Black Bears control, and Spencer Abbott works the puck out the center. Picked off by Merrimack. Sheen, cross-ice feed with it. Bly trying to settle it down. Shot, save, Sullivan. Rebound is scooped to the far boards. Penalty on Maine coming up as Kanata was skating to the bench. We're going to have our first penalty of the second period, Mike. Merrimack goes on the power play. Incidentally, in that first period, in terms of the power play numbers, Merrimack was 1 for 2, Maine 0 for 1.
O'Neill going for the rough at 56 seconds. Again, I think perhaps Maine's, we're talking about a couple of teams that are among the more penalized in the country. Merrimack is the third most penalized team, 17.7 minutes a game, and Maine fourth at 17.0. But Maine, at least to this point, is the club that's been taking more of those penalties in the game tonight. Warriors about to go on their third power play of the game. They're 1 for 2. Maine's only had the one power play, so the Warriors have played more discipline, at least to this point, and that's what you have to do in the playoffs, John.
Yeah, that's going to be a critical factor, and so far Merrimack has been winning that aspect. You're absolutely right, Mike.
They have to continue it. They have to continue it.
Here's Bigos. Right circle to Collins in front. Myers tried to one-time it. He fanned on it, and the Black Bears will bring the puck down ice. Here's Mangine over the line. Quick shot deflected out of play, and we will have a whistle. Power play has 16 seconds gone by on it. And the faceoff will be coming up in the Merrimack defensive zone. Game two of this series, tomorrow night, here at Alfond Arena. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with the broadcast. 7 o'clock faceoff. If there is a game three, it would be Sunday night. Right back here at Alfond again. That would also be a 7 o'clock faceoff with a 6:45 pregame show. Faceoff. Maine wins it. They send it down into the Merrimack zone. Warriors with a bad clear. Kept in from the point. Quick shot by Mangine. Deflected wide. A couple of bad turnovers in this game for Merrimack. Warriors have to clean that up. Now Bigos works it in behind the main goal. Myers on the far wall looking to make a play. Myers trying to chop at it. Toomey has it in deep. Puck is controlled by the Warriors along the far side wall. Merrimack good hustle to keep the play along the blue line. Bigos. Cross ice. Ellis. Slap shot. Save. Sullivan. Rebound. Collins shot. And it was blocked. Mike gets the puck back on the stick. Up on top to Bigos. Bigos works the puck back to the point. Shot to a screen wide of Sullivan. Toomey centers back out to the point. Nice job by Ellis to keep it in. Collins cross ice pass. Bigos trying to settle the puck down. Couldn't. And the pass broken up. Maine comes back down ice. 2-on-1 short end at Antoine. Holding. Far circle shot. Kanata the save. Antoine had time and space. Kanata with the save. And we have a slashing call coming up here, Mike, at 2:15. Merrimack is going to get the penalty here.
Well, I thought that they had avoided taking a penalty there on that odd man rush, but the back referee, Kevin Keenan, makes the call on Josh Myers for slashing. So that bad play by the Warriors in the offensive end ends up leading to a Maine rush, and is often the case on the shorthand. Maine draws a penalty, so we'll skate four side for 42 seconds, and then Maine will have a power play. So going to the box is Myers for slashing at 2:15.
So Maine and Merrimack will play four aside for the next 42 seconds. And then when the Black Bear penalty to Will O'Neill expires, Maine will be on the power play for a minute 18. So a face-off here won by the Warriors.
You know, John, that just shows you again how you got to take care of the puck on the power play and make smart plays. They were sloppy with it, and it ends up costing them, and they're going to have to go down a man as a result of it.
All right, Haywood controls the puck in the Merrimack defensive zone. He'll snap a pass to Jesse Todd at the red line. His pass was behind Flanagan. Maine able to come come back. Szymanski had his pocket picked by Jesse Todd. What a play. Haywood over the line to Flanagan. Flanagan's got room. Shot saved. Son of a juicy rebound in front. And it's skated off by Beattie. And he'll send the puck down the length of the rink. This should be an icing against Maine. And it will be. Well, Sullivan giving up a rebound there, Mike, but nobody in front for Merrimack to collect.
Well, Haywood coming in there after a rebound got taken down and there was no call. I thought O'Connor could have gone there for perhaps a trip or a hold as Haywood was trying to go after the rebound, but they let that one go and still be 4-on-4 for another 9 seconds, and then there'll be a Black Bear power play.
All right, face off to Sullivan's right. Rhett Bly will take the draw. Merrimack wins it. Stollery, quick shot, saved by Sullivan. Bly pounces on the rebound, far side. Up on top, Stollery, edge of the circle, shot saved by Sullivan. And we've got some jamming in front of the goal, but cooler heads will prevail. We have 1 second left on the penalty to O'Neill, so he's about ready to come out of the box. 1:19 to go on the Myers penalty. We're in the second period. We're at Alphand Arena in Orono, Maine. John Leahy with Mike Macmick. Merrimack with a 1-0 lead.
And O'Neill's going to join their power play as he comes out. The top power play unit now on the ice. Four forwards. And then O'Neill is the only defenseman. 1 second, he'll be out of the box. And then Maine has a power play for 1:18 with the Warriors up 1-0.
The puck is deep in the Maine zone as the Black Bears skate from right to left. Nanjean starts the attack. He'll send the puck middle of the rink. Black Bears Brian Flynn with a drive. Kanata kicks that out. Long rebound. O'Neill covers the left point. Maine back on the power play. Diamond works it back up on top. Abbott slap shot. Kanata never saw it. Blocked in front. On the follow-up, O'Neill with a slap shot. Blocked by Kanata. And Elliott Sheen clears down ice.
Teeing off here. Two or three shots there for the Black Bears, but Kanata does a good job to see them. And the rebounds, even though there were rebounds, they come way out of harm's way.
There's Abbott. Right circle centering pass was behind Mangine. Flynn will grab the puck deep in the left corner. Flynn works it back up on top. O'Neill inside the blue line. O'Neill gets it over to Spencer Abbott. Center point. Abbott cross ice. O'Neill back to Abbott. Slap shot wide of the goal. Flynn will chase it to the near side wall. Flynn looking to make a decision with it. Merrimack is very sturdy in their defensive play here. Cross ice pass is controlled by the Black Bears deep in the right corner. They send it in behind the Merrimack goal. Stollery looking to clear. Carl battling Mangine for it. Mangine sends it up top. O'Neill over to Spencer Abbott. Abbott works it in the lower left corner. Black Bears Brian Flynn holding. In front shot. Save Kanata. Rebound to the near side wall. Diamond looks to center. Puck hit a leg. Over to Flynn. Flynn back up on top. It comes over to Abbott. Abbott inside the blue line. Quick shot. Kanata the save. Rebound cleared aside as Myers is out of the penalty box. Now Mangine works it toward the goal. Backhander in front. Kanata the save. And we have some jamming in front of Joe, and we will have a whistle here. So the Warriors dodge the bullet, Mike, and the teams are back at full strength. 15:34 to go in the second. Still 1-0 Merrimack.
Right, example right there why you gotta love Carl Stollery. You had Flynn coming in there. Kanata's down. He's got his head down on the ice covering that puck, and Flynn coming right in there hard at him, and Stollery right in there and leveled him. Is Kalamatis? I think we have matching minors here, and that's what I would have expected with the pushing and shoving after the whistle. It wasn't the original play between Stollery and Flynn, but there was additional pushing and shoving after, and so we will have, looks like Mangine for Maine and Kalamatis for Merrimack, and so we're going to go back to 4-on-4, which we've had an awful lot of. I expect to see a lot of that in this series, John. It's one way to try to send the message if you're the referee without calling too many power plays, although now Diamond's going in the box too for Maine, and we will see what the manpower situation looks like.
Well, Diamond, he has been in control as of late. 13 of the last 20 games, he has not been whistled for a penalty. He's the third most penalized, well, now he's the second most penalized player in Maine school history. He needed one penalty to move into second place all time, and we're going to spend some time to sort this out.
See, well, I was wondering if they were going to show us the replay on the scoreboard. They cut it off just before the collision between Stollery and Flynn, but Now it looks like two Warriors in the box, and now they've wiped all penalties off the board, which would keep it at a 5-on-5. Let's listen.
Let's get the penalty calls.
2 minutes. Thank you.
after the whistle?
They all wash. Right, they all wash. So Kolomatis and Mangine get double minors, and Myers for Merrimack and Diamond for Maine get single minors, and we're 5-on-5.
All right, so we've got 15-24 to go in the second. 1-0 Merrimack. Here's Haywood controlling the puck deep in the Warrior end. Haywood sends it out to the point. Here's a shot by Nemec. Panada goes down to block it, and Merrimack will cycle out of the zone, and Singleton will work it deep into the Maine zone. Dan Sullivan comes out of the goal to play it. He'll whisk it around the boards. Haywood will pinch. Maine gets it out of the zone, out to center ice. Here's a drop pass by Parker, picked off by Singleton. Nice back check. Singleton, boy, what an underrated player he has been for Merrimack.
Boy, so many times he's the guy that's, you know, more than any other player on this team, he's so good with that stick.
Merrimack nearly turning it over in the D zone, but they're able to regroup. Bigos works it ahead. Quickly it comes to Quinn Gould over the line. Singleton works it right corner. Have not seen Sean Bates back. We will keep an eye on if he returns. He left in the first period with an upper body injury. Questionable to return. Black Bears control the puck deep in their D zone. There's a pass back on D. Maine works the puck out to center ice. Here's O'Neill with it. O'Neill sends one in wide of Joe Cannata. Joe will whisk it around the boards. And Bigos looks to work it ahead. All right, now quickly out to the point. Maine will work it along the dasher. Here's Anderson. Backhand flip in wide. Puck was batted wide by the Black Bears. And Maine will control the puck along the right wall. Quickly, they have it. They try to come out in front. The net off the moorings. And we may have another penalty here.
So it looks like there was a Bagos trying to get around the board, the net, and referee Jeff Bunyan was there, and the two of them kind of collided a little, and the net got knocked off. Saw that referee Jeff Bunyan, he gave Kyle Bagos a little pat on the back. So just one of those things that happens. We do get a whistle as a result, and the draw will come to the right of Warrior goaltender Joe Cannata with 14:07 to play in the second period. Shots are now 16-9 Maine, but the Warriors lead on a first period power play goal by Mike Collins. It's 1-0.
All right, so the faceoff will be in the Merrimack zone. Circle of Joe Cannata's right. Faceoff won by the Black Bears. There's a quick shot wide of the goal. Off the draw by Will O'Neill. And the loose puck controlled in the Merrimack zone. Here's a pass intended for Abbott. Flynn trying to settle it down. His centering pass swiped out to the blue line. Kept in by Will O'Neill. O'Neill sends it to the right corner. Demers there for Merrimack. He'll try to swat it out of there. Abbott breaks up the play. He'll send it back toward the point. Maine will send it near boards. O'Neill. O'Neill sends it in front of the goal. Broken up, and Merrimack will skate it back down ice. Here's Ryan Flanagan. Over the line it comes to Valleca, and we have an offside against the Warriors.
Well, they had a 3-on-2 there, and they go offside, John. That hurts, but Jesse Todd made the big play in his own end to break up that pass. The Black Bears with Diamond in the box. They had Matt Parker taking his spot on the top line with Flynn and Abbott on that shift, and it was a good feed down low, but Todd breaks it up. A great play in the slot, as we said. But they go offside. Draw comes outside the Maine zone with 13:35 left. Second period still. 1-0 Warriors.
All right. Faceoff here won by Merrimack. Elliot Sheen will send it across the Maine line. Puck deflects. Bly trying to work at the Sheen in the slot. Territorially, I'd have to say Maine has the advantage in this hockey game. And Merrimack has played with more discipline. The Warriors have the game's only goal. All right, puck is behind the main goal. Sheen trying to work it in front. And the puck is sent around the wall, and Merrimack will chase back in their defensive zone. Jordan Haywood there to get it from Merrimack. Haywood chops it around the boards. Rhett Bly on the far wall. Bly looks to get it out of the zone. His pass stopped. Maine able to swipe it in deep. Black Bears control. Here's a centering pass deflected into the glove of Joe Cannata. Joe will hang on for the faceoff. 12:59 to go in the second period. Merrimack 1, Maine nothing on a goal by Mike Collins in the first period.
The first set of minor penalties are up. Diamond returns for Maine and Myers returns for Merrimack. And so still in the box serving the remainder of their double minors are the Warriors' Dan Kolomatis and Matt Mangine of Maine. And we remain 5-on-5 here at 12:59 to play in the second. Draw is to the left of Cannata in the Warriors' zone.
Toomey out to take the face for Merrimack. Warriors win the draw. Ellis will bang it off the boards out to center ice. And now the Black Bears will cycle back the other way. Here's Antoine. Quickly, a shot deflected wide. That was Stu Higgins fired that shot. Deflected wide. Merrimack able to cycle out to center ice. Myers with a baseball type swing. Knocks it into the main defensive zone. Here's Pryor sending the puck ahead. Black Bears will cycle back on a cross ice feed for Pryor at the red line. Pryor will send one to the Merrimack zone. Joe Cannata Cannata right there to block it. Cannata sends the puck over to Kyle Bigos. Bigos in traffic. Bigos is bumped. Ellis will send it around the wall. It comes over to Collins. Collins, cross-ice feed. Warriors Toomey brings it across the main line. Drop pass Bigos. Trying to keep it under control. Kyle couldn't move with it. Abbott, lead pass, breakaway. Diamond, he's in a long score.
See if they take a look at it or not. I think the Warrior bench might like them to. Well, he might have been down. On that replay, I'd say he probably looked onside. So, time of the goal is 7:50. Joey Diamond gets the goal for the Black Bears. They tie the game. I believe Abbott will get the assist, and it'll be Diamond's 23rd of the year.
Well, Joey Diamond, he does so much for this main team. As not only is he a pugilist, but he is... their leading goal scorer, Joey Diamond, picks up goal number two of his career against Merrimack. First career point, 43rd career goal for Joey Diamond. And we have a 1-1 game. All right, Spencer Abbott controls the puck for the Black Bears. Deep in the Merrimack zone. Main coming out of the corner with it. Back up on top. Here's a shot by Nemec. Blocked in front. Now quickly Hegarty will control along the near side wall. Shot blocked. Merrimack looking to transition out, and it's Hegarty breaking up the play at center ice. Hegarty knocks it in the Merrimack zone. Carl Stollery will control it. Stollery wing to wing to Bly. Bly sends one cross ice, and it's tipped into the main zone. Singleton knocked it in, and the Black Bears send it back the other way. Szymanski is stretching. Long pass. Too far, and we have an icing call against the Black Bears. And we have 11:21 to go here in the second period. We are now tied. Merrimack 1 and Maine 1.
Bad job. That one. But folks, we'd like to let you know that tonight's Merrimack Valley Federal Credit Union spotlight on athletics shines on the women's lacrosse team. Ranked 12th in the country in the preseason poll, Merrimack opens their season tomorrow against St. Anselm at 1 p.m. Merrimack, good luck to the women's lacrosse team this year.
11:17 to go in the second period. That was a quick shot off the faceoff. Deflected out of play. So the faceoff will come in the Black Bears zone. Joey Diamond picks up goal number 23. We don't have the official scoring on that goal as of yet.
Well, found him there at the blue line, so I believe he'll get the assist on the goal.
All right, so...
this opportunity to let you know, by the way, the power play is sponsored by DE Small Electrical in North Andover, a proud sponsor of Merrimack Athletics. For all your electrical contracting and custom audio video needs, DE Small Electrical is there for you. Visit us online at www.smallelec.com. Also, we'd like to thank the following for their generous sponsorship of tonight's broadcast. The Merrimack Valley Federal Credit Union, Fuddruckers, the world's greatest hamburgers. The Coach Company, the official bus company of Merrimack Athletics. Courtyard Marriott Andover, Supercuts, Fred C. Church Insurance, Cedars Mediterranean Foods, Palmers of Andover, Total Sports Repair Hockey, Dunkin' Donuts, DE Small Electrical, Hospitality Mutual, Bauer, Jimmy's Culpeppers, Jackson Kitchen Design, Micros Northeast, Merrimack Dining, Orthopedics Northeast, White Street Paint, Dentistry by Design in Andover, Pepsi Cola, Primetime Sports, Beacon Electrical Sales, Auto Use, The Fitness for You Gym on Turnpike Street in North Andover, across the street from Merrimack, and Schrunder Real Estate.
All right, we've gotten confirmation on the goal. It is Diamond from Abbott. So that is how it will stand. Diamond picks up his 23rd. Abbott the assist, 7:50 the time. And we have a 1-1 game here at Alfond Arena. All right, Black Bears will bring the puck up ice right to left. Here's Hegarty. Hegarty hits the red line. Burst of speed. Works the puck to his left. Hegarty working on Bigos to the corner. Hegarty sweeps the puck in front. And the loose puck out to center ice. Maine with all the momentum here in the second period. Merrimack trying to weather the storm here. Big O's.
By the way, Valeka stretching on that play.
Well, Big O's tried to work the puck up ice. Kyle backtracks, works it in behind the Merrimack goal. Big O's between the circles. Long pass Valeka. He picks up the play. Valeka was stretching. He's got it left corner. Valeka worked out of the play. Puck is fought for. 2-on-2 battle. There could have been a penalty. Valeka looked like he was held and knocked down.
We have a call. It's going to be a boarding call. It was made by referee Jeff Bunyan down low there. Valeka up now under his own power. That's good to see. And the call is going to go against the Black Bears. It'll be Mark Nemec. 2 minutes for boarding at 9:28. The Warriors are 1-for-3 on the power play tonight. Maine is 0-for-2.
So, Merrimack with a golden opportunity here. Nemec is out for boarding. And let's see what the Warriors can do on this DE small electrical power play. Providence is on the board at Lowell. Riverhawks lead 2-1 in the second period. UNH and BU tie 2-2 after 2. Still no score at Chestnut Hill. Massachusetts and Boston College. Here's Collins along the near side wall looking to make a play. Collins shifts backhand to forehand. Collins looks. He'll work the puck in behind the main goal. Chasing it is Meyer. Myers will golf it back up on top. Ellis shot through a screen. Block. Loose puck. Ellis keeps it in. Sweeps it. Right corner to Toomey. Great hustle by Ellis. Toomey up on top. Ellis. He'll hold. Slaps the puck. Edge of the near circle. Collins. Collins on the backhand. Shifts to the forehand. Collins looking to make a play along the wall. Collins swipes it in behind the main goal. And now Toomey will cycle it back up on top. Big O's. Shot in behind the main goal. Black Bears will fire the loose puck up and out of play. And we'll have a whistle. 1:18 to go on the Nemec Miner. 9:49 to go in the second period. 1-1 the score. Collins for Merrimack. Diamond for Maine.
Past the midway point of this game, and the Warriors with only 9 shots. You know, on the power play is where they got to get chances, and that time I thought Collins maybe held the puck a little too much there, and I know he's trying to make a nice play, but still, he had a couple of chances for an open lane there from the right circle, and you know, Sullivan's a guy that they've talked about they want to get pucks on him, and they've only got 9 so far. That's just not enough.
All right, face-off here, won by the Warriors. Carl Stollery will control. Stollery works the puck to his left. Ryan Flanagan from the red line. He'll send one in behind Dan Sullivan. Sullivan got a stick on it coming out of the goal. Merrimack pinches along the wall. Flanagan looking for Haywood. Haywood rolls it in the right corner. Valeka. Valeka in the slot. Flanagan shot. Sullivan the save. Oh, Flanagan point blank.
That was a great save by Sullivan. His best save of the night.
Haywood can't keep the puck in. Here's Flynn back the other way. One man to beat. Shot over the net. Oh, Merrimack gave the puck away and Flynn broke in and fired it high and wide. Now Haywood will control the puck behind the Merrimack goal. 40 seconds left on the Nemec Miner. 9:09 to go in the second. 1-1 the score in game one of the Hockey East quarterfinals here at Alfond Arena. Offside call here against the Warriors. And we will have a faceoff coming up in the neutral zone with 9:04 to go here in period number two. Mike, this first game has been everything we thought it would be and more.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, that turnover that led to the Diamond goal, certainly not good for the Warriors, but they've been the more disciplined team tonight, there's no question. They've been the team that's been more patient, but sometimes that patience has hurt. 9 shots, like I said, you know, they got to get shots on goal there, and sometimes, you know, they made mistakes with the puck, which have led to chances going back the other way, and you had one there for Flynn.
Here's Ellis in the Merrimack D zone. Comes to Collins. Myers is the trailer. Myers has a near circle shot. Block. Collins on the follow-up. 15 seconds to go on the power play. Collins works it in behind the main goal. And the Warriors look to set things up on the power play here. Collins is knocked down. We have a whistle. Puck knocked down with a high stick, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. And that'll bring the draw all the way down in the Warrior end.
7 seconds left on the Nemec penalty.
That's pretty much going to do it. You know, I thought that they just wasted too much time here. A couple times they had a guy that was set up for a shot and they just waited too long. You can't do that. You've got to take advantage of your opportunities. You don't know how many power plays you're going to get. It's a 1-1 game. It's getting to be late in the second period. I would say I'd call that a disappointing power play for the Warriors.
Faceoff will come in the Merrimack end. And Providence is tied up Lowell 2-2.
Wow.
So the Friars playing the Riverhawks tough. Providence 1 win away from the TD Garden. And the puck sent around the near side wall. Dan Kalamatis will control for the Warriors. Kalamatis up to center ice. Here's a lead for Myers. Broken up. Black Bears look to cycle out. Team's back at full strength. Toomey and Collins playing catch. Toomey in front! And Myers got a stick on it and it was deflected wide of the goal. Now the Black Bears work it up ice right to left. Team's back at full strength. Here's a clear kept in by Merrimack, but only temporarily as the Black Bears work the puck in across the Merrimack line. Here's Parker stopping and cutting. Parker works it in the slot. Pass. Beattie couldn't control it. Beattie goes out to the point. He's got Myers on him. Beattie right circle. Quick shot. Score!
Beattie from the far circle. And he beats Joe Canada up high. 12:04 will be the time on the goal for Kyle Beattie, and Maine has the lead for the first time tonight. He's 2-1.
Looking like a harmless play from the right circle. He circled around and then finally let that wrist shot go. Other side of the ice, so tough to tell. Must have been some traffic here. Looking at the replay now, and yeah, looks like at least one warrior down in front of the time block. It might have even changed direction on the way in. Hard to tell. I think Beattie will still get the goal. Might have hit a warrior on the way in, but either way, Maine takes the lead for the first time tonight at 12:04 of the second period. They've scored twice this period, and it's Maine 2, Merrimack 1.
So the Black Bears on the attack. Dumped in the Merrimack zone. Brendan Ellis will give chase. Sixth goal of the season for Kyle Beattie as the Black Bears have jumped back on top for the first time. Sullivan clears it around the boards. Mansfield will pinch in deep. Elliot Sheen working the puck over to Rhett Bly. Bly looking to make a play right corner. Puck is fought for behind the main goal. Warriors chop it back out to the point. Brendan Ellis holding. Ellis shot to a screen. He is wide. Merrimack looking to gather the puck in on the far wall. Bly sets it up. Sheen back up on top. Haywood slap shot. And Sullivan went down to block it. Shot was deflected wide. Black Bears cycle out to center ice. 2-on-1 here. Now 2-on-2 as Merrimack gets back. Here's a shot from the slot area blocked by Joe Canada. That was a shot by Higgins. Mike, this has not been a good period for the Warriors. Maine has come out and taken the play to Merrimack. They lead 2-1.
Well, again, you know, that's why when you have chances like they've had on the power play, they got to do a better job with them than they have. Maine has had these quick strike goals.
Play deep in the main zone. Puck sent around the dash of Demers. Looking in low for Quinn Gould. Puck is fought for. Sent around the wall. Maine will control it. Black Bears Spencer Abbott. Works it out to center ice. Abbott with a guide into the left corner. Kyle Bigos down to play it for Merrimack. Bigos takes his man down. Puck sent around the far wall. Black Bears looking to make a play. Joey Diamond hit by Bly. Puck out to the blue line. Quick shot. Can out of the save. And the rebound will be covered up by Joe. We have 6:16 to go in the second, and Maine is up on top by a score of 2-1.
I mean, look, John, the puck comes back to the point. Maine's quick to get it in. They're quick to get pucks on net whenever they can, and the Warriors have just not been doing that, just not been matching that in terms of how quickly they need to do things. You know, second period's been the worst period of the season for the Warriors. They've outshot the opponents in the first and the third, but second period now they've been outscored 30-28, so you know, maybe not a surprise that second period does tend to be tough for them. At this point, with 6:16 to play in the second period, I'd say, you know, whether they're able to come back and get a goal at least to tie it up or not, you know, I don't think you want to go to the locker room here on the road down by more than one. And right now they are down by 1-2-1.
Shots on goal right now in favor of the Black Bears, 20-9. And give you the information on Kyle Beattie. Beattie picks up his second career goal against Merrimack. He's now got 2 goals, 3 assists, and 5 points in 10 games. Beattie with his 13th career goal. And he scores for the first time since the 17th. And he scored against UMass. So, based
23-13, 11-6 this period for Maine.
Faceoff will come to Joe Canada's left.
And despite the fact that Merrimack has had 4 minutes of power play time this period.
Faceoff control by the Warriors in their defensive zone. Toomey looking for Myers. Myers going to work in between the main defense. Can't do it. Puck broken up. Cornell going to work against Collins. Cornell from the red line. Backhand dump into the Merrimack zone. Kyle Stollery down to play it for the Warriors. Stollery takes a pump. Kalamatis looks to send the puck around the left wall. Merrimack will send it out to center ice. Will O'Neill will play it back on D. And Pryor will control. 5:48 remaining here in the second period. Merrimack breaks up the play at center ice. Here's Toomey controlling it. Toomey sends it back to Carl Stollery. He'll work it over to Dan Kalamatis. Kalamatis to the red line. Puck sent in. Knocked down with a high glove by the Black Bears. Off the glass, out to center ice. Stollery will control it for Merrimack. Stollery works the puck ahead. Collins sweeps it ahead for Toomey. Toomey sends it in wide of Dan Sullivan. And the Black Bears will attempt to attack from right to left here. Jesse Todd in on the forecheck for Merrimack. And Stu Higgins controls the puck for Maine. He'll send it on a drop pass to Pryor. Pryor cross ice to O'Neill. He's bumped at center ice. Now Antoine sends the puck deep into the corner. And Jordan Haywood down to play it for Merrimack. Haywood sends it around the dasher. Antoine works the puck in deep. Haywood will control for the Warriors. Haywood sends one cross ice. Jesse Todd. Todd redline. He'll send one off the boards in wide of Dan Sullivan. Quickly down to play it. Flanagan. He'll swipe it around the boards for Jeff Valeka. Valeka back up on top. Pass picked off by Higgins. Higgins will flip it ahead on right wing. Over the line, Mangine. Mangine, one man to beat. Quick shot saved by Cannata. Joe will hang on for the faceoff. And now we have some pushing and shoving at the conclusion of the play.
I think we'll have matching minors. Seems to get here, but
4:41 to go in the second period. And it's going to be Matt Mangine for Maine. And he's going to be joined by Brendan Ellis going to the box for Merrimack. Penalties will come at 15:19 of the second period. And so we'll take a moment to sort this out, Mike Macrick. Again on the scoreboard, UMass and Boston College scoreless, 30 seconds to go in the first. Providence and Lowell are tied 2-2 late in the second. New Hampshire and BU tied 2-2 after two at Aganis Arena.
Sixth time in the game we've had matching minors called.
Well, let's get the penalty calls.
So they don't go on the board. It stays 5-on-5. Double minors against Ellis and Mangine.
These two teams very highly penalized. The third and fourth ranked teams in terms of penalty minutes in the country. And puck is controlled by Maine as we get back to live action. Hegarty dumps it in the right corner.
You know, I'm not really sure that either coach is going to be all that upset with the matching minors that are called. They just don't want to see a proliferation of power plays if it's not warranted.
Here's Stollery, sends the puck ahead to Kalamatis. Kalamatis, beautiful cross-ice pass to Bly. Red has to go back to grab it. He'll send it in behind the main goal. Dan Sullivan will save it there. Black Bears O'Neill works it around Kalamatis. Here come the Black Bears on the attack. Abbott, O'Neill, left circle. O'Neill looking to drop a pass, broken up. O'Neill sweeps it left corner. And Joey Diamond looks to make a play. Diamond out of the corner, sends it back up on top. O'Neill, slap pass, low circle. And they drop it in the slot. Flynn missed the pass. Maine has to go to center. Ice for
there for the Warriors.
Here's O'Neill near circle, quick shot, come out of the glove save. He'll knock it aside with a stick. And Merrimack looking to cycle out of the zone. Stollery will battle for the puck along the wall. And it's cleared to the line, kept in, quick shot, Cornell save, rebound, Cannata the save, and the loose puck is shot wide of the goal. Penalty coming up here on Merrimack as Diamond was dumped in front of the Merrimack goal. Here's O'Neill, cross-ice pass, Abbott holds, Abbott looking, Abbott firing, and Cannata blocked it. We have a whistle. We're going to have at least one penalty here, and maybe more. Todd was dumped at the end of that play. So we'll see what comes of this, Mike.
Well, Stollery was going to get the original call for taking down Diamond in the crease during that scrum for the loose puck. But it looks like O'Neill is going off for Maine, is perhaps hard to tell here. He's coming over. He's talking with the referee.
Yeah, I think it's going to be O'Neill.
Well, you might, I don't know if he's just discussing something with the referee or not. No.
No, it's not.
I think, yeah, it's interference on Stollery. And I think Stollery wanted a diving call against Diamond.
Stollery for interference. And that will put Maine back on the power play.
Just what you don't want when you've already been getting outplayed, outscored in the period, and now Maine's got a power play, the top power play in the country, with 3:19 to play, Maine with a chance to go up by two.
Faceoff won by the Black Bears. It comes up on top. Pryor, cross-ice pass. Puck will be chopped into the right corner. And now quickly it is controlled by Merrimack. Here's Myers coming back down ice. Myers from the red line. Puck shot in wide of Sullivan. And Bryce O'Connor on a backhand dump in behind the Black Bear goal. Now O'Connor looks to make the play up ice. O'Connor sets it up to Pryor. Pryor works it straight up the middle of the rink. He'll work it to the right. O'Connor from the red line. He'll snap one in. And to the corner it goes. Antoine works it around the boards. Merrimack able to break up the play. Ellis can't clear, however. Pryor keeps it in. Pryor goes cross ice with it. Gets a return pass. Center point. Pryor over to Beattie. Beattie works it in behind the Merrimack goal. Centering pass. Antoine. Oh, he was point blank and Cannata robbed him. Here's Pryor, center point. Edge of the near circle to Beattie. Beattie sends one into the slot. Merrimack knocks it to the line, not out. Black Bears controlling. Here's Pryor. Pryor fakes the slap. Sends it edge of the left circle. Beattie now on the half wall. Beattie working against Myers. Back up on top. It comes to Pryor. Pryor holding and looking. Pryor slaps it over to Beattie. Beattie holds. Fires. Blocked. Merrimack, great job of blocking shots on the PK. It's cleared out to the line. Kept in by Beattie. Cross-ice center point. Pryor with a slap shot. And Cannata goes up with the glove. He'll hang on for the faceoff. 2 minutes to go in the second. 41 seconds left on the main power play. And Mike, Merrimack right here has to weather the storm for 41 more seconds.
Yeah, they weren't able to get the puck out of the zone there, and now the top unit will come on for the Black Bears and try to do something here with 41 seconds. Draw to the left of Cannata. It's 2-1 Maine, 2 minutes left, second period. Warriors led 1-0 after one, but two goals, 5-on-5 here in the second period, and Maine's got the lead.
Face off to Joe Cannata's left. Rhett Bly will do the honors for the Warriors. Maine wins the faceoff. It comes to Will O'Neill. O'Neill shot to a screen, a floater. Cannata the save. Some traffic in front. Joe, fortunately, though, did see it all the way. So he'll hang on for the faceoff.
Yeah, I would say it's imperative to kill this one off here, whatever they have to do. The momentum has been all Maine's here in the second period, and Merrimack's got to try to find a way to get it back.
They've reached the end of the first period now at Connie Forum. UMass and BC scoreless. I'm sure the Minutemen are happy to go into the locker room scoreless at BC. BU and UNH still tied at two, as is Providence and Lowell. Faceoff will come to the right of Joe Cannata. Faceoff won by the Warriors. Cannata sends it around the boards. Here's Flanagan whisking it ahead. Maine will keep it in. Black Bears will send it right to left along the blue line. Here's O'Neill. Center point now for Abbott. Slap shot deflected to the near side glass. And Brian Flynn looking to center. Broken up. We have a whistle. And what do we have here?
It's going to be outside the line, but Flanagan looked like he took that one off the ankle, maybe the inside of it. He's hobbling off the ice here, so we'll keep an eye on him. He blocked that shot there. That's certainly sacrificing yourself for the team, and that's what Ryan Flanagan's done all year. We'll keep an eye on him to see if he's able to get back out there shortly. They got a minute 36, so they may not need to have him back out before the end of the period. May give him a little bit of time to try to shake that one off, but depending on the injury, he might want to try to get back out there and take a little skate. We'll see. 17 seconds left on the main power play.
No sign of Sean Bates as well, and we are continuing to monitor that situation. Here's Spencer Abbott from the red line. Cross-ice pass. Flynn over the line. Flynn holding and looking. He'll send one around the back. Dasher. O'Neill will cover the left point. Diamond works it in behind the Merrimack goal. Spencer Abbott looking to make a play. Puck swept around the boards. O'Neill through a screen shot. Saved by Joe Cannata. And the man out of the box. Elliot Sheen flips the puck ahead. Valleca over the main line. Valleca trying to work it ahead on left wing. Cannot. Hegarty goes down to play it for the Black Bears. Hegarty puts it over to O'Neill. 1 minute to go in the second as O'Neill snaps one in behind Joe Cannata. Brian Flynn can't keep the puck in, and the Black Bears have to go to center ice for it. Here's Hegarty. Near side main blue line from the red line. He'll snap one in wide of Joe Cannata. And on the long rebound, Jordan Haywood battling for it for Merrimack. He sends it around the boards to Kyle Bigos. Bigos works the puck ahead to Toomey. Toomey at the red line, over the main line, looking ahead for Myers. Myers trying to sweep it in front. Pass is blocked. Puck is fought for. Haywood will pinch for the Warriors. Collins there as well. And now Maine will control behind their goal. Nemec sends it ahead on right wing. 24 seconds to go in the period. Long lob for Abbott. Abbott working against Haywood toward the goal. Shot saved. Cannata. Rebound is cleared aside. Abbott went plowing into Cannata. And the play is stopped with 18 seconds remaining here in the second period. Joe Cannata a bit slow to get up in goal for Merrimack.
Yeah, it looks like he's all right. He is up now on his feet. And needs to put his helmet on too, of course, but draw will come to his right with 18 seconds to go in the period. Possibly outside the line with Abbott there. Yeah, it looks like the draw does come outside the line. The momentum of Abbott carrying him into the crease there.
Mike, what do we have coming up in the Palmer's Restaurant of Andover? Second of the mission.
We had a pretty long chat with Warrior goaltending coach Jim Healy, so we will listen to that. And we're going to keep it here for that?
Yeah, we're going to keep it here. It's a long interview, so we'll get to our sponsor thank yous at the end of our intermission. Do things a little bit differently tonight.
It goes in earlier, so that'll be good.
All right, Merrimack controlling in the D zone. Warriors swipe the puck out to center ice. Here's Cornell back to play it for Maine. And he'll swipe the puck to the line. Kept in by Bly. Bly looking in front. And oh, Gould was in the slot. Missed the pass as the second period comes to an end. Nice chance for Merrimack at the end of that second period. But Quinn Gould unable to finish that play off. We will go to the second intermission, and Maine will carry a 2-1 lead into the locker room, Mike.